It's time for everybody's favorite show, the Heather Nursery Gardening Corner. Now, here's the gardening expert, Dwayne Hastad, along with Paul Ramo, whose gardening knowledge stops at the produce section of the grocery store.
And it's time for the garden show here on Q92. We're going to visit with Dwayne Hastad from Heather Nursery and Floral. Good morning, Dwayne.
Good morning, Paul. Good morning, everybody.
Beautiful day again.
Oh, can't ask for much better than this. I mean, good harvest weather and sure comfortable out.
I heard on the weather this morning that this was the driest September on record. I mean, the warmest September on record and one of the driest.
I heard it has been the driest.
Oh, it is? Okay. Yeah.
So, that's what our horticulture concern is. Excuse me. It's dry out there, so make sure you go out and water your plants.
Mm-hmm. That's for sure.
You know, especially the newly planted ones, your trees and shrubs and perennials, and make sure they go into the fall wet, especially into the winter before they freeze up. That way they don't heave out of the ground, and they stay in the ground and protect the roots. So this is going to be our last program of the year. So if anybody does have any fall questions or early winter questions, make sure they get them called in.
That's right. And the number to call is 320-598-7301. That's 598-7301 for any lawn or garden question for Dwayne. And, Dwayne, what's our plant of the week?
You know, I always think this is weird, but it's tulips. And, you know, you're talking tulips in the fall, but your fall bulbs, you have to plant them in the fall so they bloom in the spring. They have to go through a cold treatment, so they have to go through. So we have fall bulbs in now at the garden centers. So tulips, daffodils, crocus, all those types of things, the fall bulbs should get planted this fall.
That's right. Fall is for planting bulbs, right?
Yeah. Fall is for plant. That's what Mother Nature does her planting. So fall is a great time to be planting out there, trees, shrubs. We're doing a lot of landscaping, but fall is when it's time you got to put in your fall bulbs.
Yes, the tulips, when are they in the spring?
They bloom in May. You know, some of your crocus will bloom in April, but you got to plant them now. And you plant them, what the rule of thumb is, three times the diameter of the bulb is how deep you plant the bulb. Then you should add some, you know, starter fertilizer in there, and if your dirt there is really hard, you know, loosen it up with some compost or peat moss.
All right. And we posted some pictures on our KOQP Facebook page with the tulip seeds, that bulbs that you have there.
Yeah, you bet. We have a lot of different colors, so check those out.
I love the tulips in the spring, especially the yellow ones and all the different color ones.
They're all different colors, and it's always kind of one of those reassuring things that spring is here.
Yep, that's right. All right, and we kind of touched on our horticultural concern. Too dry out.
It's dry. You know, who can believe that, Paul? This spring and summer were wet, too wet, and now it just shut off.
Yep, crazy.
I hope it shuts off in the winter. We don't get a lot of snow.
All right, ready for some questions, Dwayne, on our last garden show of the season.
Yep, go ahead, Paul.
All right. Is it too soon to cut back my starry night hibiscus?
No, you can cut that back now. When the leaves start turning yellow on your perennials, or they start looking ratty or whatever, don't look very good, you can cut those back. So the hibiscus has those big, huge flowers on, and if they're done flowering, you can cut those back, and they're the last perennial to come up in the spring. So if you did plant some this year, I hope you planted them in the sun because they like it hot.
Okay. Yeah, that was an easy answer there, wasn't it?
Yep.
You always say when you've got a shears in your hand, it's time for pruning or something, right?
That's what I've always said. Everybody's so concerned, when should I prune, when should I prune? And there's a couple exceptions to the rule, but I always say when you got a sharp pruning shears in your hand is a good time to be doing that. Get her done.
All right, I guess we got all of our phone lines tied up here at Q92. I got a new number for you to call. If you have a lawn or garden question for Dwayne, it's 320-212-5165. That's 212-5165, 320. If you have a lawn or garden question, all our lines are busy here. We're all using them, Dwayne.
Hey, you know, last week we talked about, Paul, Heather Nursery's fall checklist.
Yep.
And over the years, and I've been doing this roughly 50 years now, as I put a checklist together on what you should be doing horticulturally in your yard, over, you know, in the fall, you know, with your trees, shrubs, roses, your perennials, your gardens, and that type of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
We have those in all the nurseries in Madison, Dawson, and Montevideo. And if you want to, I have it in a form of checklist, so you can just go down the list if you got it done. So we'll go over that a little bit after we get some of the questions answered.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Yeah, that's a nice checklist to do, too, that's for sure. So.
Well, thank you.
Yep.
I worked on it. It took me 50 years to do it.
Hey, we kind of touched on this last week. What should I be doing to my yard now in the fall here? You know, I have a lot of crabgrass that has turned brown. So what should I be... The question is, what should I be doing with my yard right now?
The yards look like crap.
They do.
They do. It terrible. And one of the main reasons, two main reasons, is that crabgrass. And when it didn't get any more moisture, it just turned and dried up. It likes a lot of moisture. And it just dried up. So most of our lawns this year were all crabgrass. And so that's why your lawns are brown. The other reason is it's the driest September ever, and it was used to a lot of moisture, and now all of a sudden it doesn't have any. So if it doesn't rain, I don't know if it'll do much good to water your lawn. But before you do any spraying or fertilizing or that stuff, I would wait till after a good rain so your lawn kind of perks up. Otherwise, you might even hurt it more.
Okay, sure.
So, be patient.
All right. Dwayne, let's go over that fall checklist now. We got some time here. Maybe people want to write something down, or maybe I can post the checklist on our Facebook page after the garden show's over here, too. But it's a pretty thorough checklist for the fall.
Well, we did it last week, and I read it off, and I guess got instructions. I'm supposed to do it the Norwegian way this time.
And what's the Norwegian way?
A lot slower. So you can understand it.
Okay, what should we start with? Heather Nursery's fall checklist.
I have nine different categories, and let's start with that lawn. Lawn one first, because people do, the lawns look so bad and they probably need attention. But because that it's so dry out there, I won't do a lot to your lawn till we get some rain. But after we get that rain, you should spray for your fall weeds, which means like your dandelions and that type of stuff. Apply fall fertilizer, which means it's a little higher phosphorus fertilizer. And then maybe you want to add grass seed. The state of Minnesota says that you can't apply phosphorus to your lawn unless you put grass seed down. So get a couple grass seeds and put those in your corner. Then you can put phosphorus on your lawn, because your lawn does need phosphorus.
Okay. Do you do all three of them? Not in one day, but over a couple days, or what?
You can spray your weeds, apply fall fertilizer in the same thing, or you could do fall fertilizer and grass seed at the time, but you can't do the weed spraying and grass seed at the same time. You should probably wait a week in between there, because that weed killer will affect the germination on the grass seed, so you should wait a little bit.
Okay.
If our lawns do get soft, you could aerate and detach your lawn. The last mowing that you do of the year, I would mow it shorter, because you don't want your lawn grass blades to bend over, so down to about 2 inches. And then remove all the debris from your lawn, which means rake your lawn good, because you don't want to have a thick layer on there, because you could smother some of your grass.
Yep. Think of lawns, I was just thinking of mine, you know, in the wintertime I put salt down on the sidewalk and some of that seeps into the lawn.
Yep.
And it kills it on the side, right? Any suggestions there?
Yeah, we have a product called Humates, which the group that I belong to have kind of developed, and that'll help neutralize that salt. You should spray it on there next spring, you know, early. That'll neutralize that salt, or gypsum will neutralize that salt, and then you got to reseed again.
Mm, okay.
Humates.
All right.
Like that's out there.
Hey, I'm going to throw a question in. We got a question from a listener. We want to get that in here.
Yeah.
Quick. Do you need to deadhead mums?
Yes.
What? Explain that question to me. Do you need to deadhead mums?
I thought we were doing a simple question.
Well, deadhead caller just called in, and got to sneak that in before we're done here.
If you have the decorative mums that you put out on your step and stuff like that, if you do pinch those off, it looks a lot better. Okay, if you have perennial mums in your garden, if you pinch those off, they'll set some new growth and it'll rebloom again. So either way, yeah, I would deadhead your mums. That means pinching or taking a pruning shears and nipping off the dead flowers.
Okay.
So deadheading means cutting off the dead flowers. And yeah,
that's a name for a radio announcer.
What's that?
So that will be another name for a radio announcer.
Deadhead?
Yeah.
Just certain ones, Maynard.
All right. Well, thanks for that question. We've got a few minutes here. You're going to have to do a little faster now, not the Norwegian way, Dwayne.
Well, again, Paul will post this.
Yeah.
And then, because we'll never get over a whole thing, but right. I'm going to do perennials. That's another important one. In your perennial garden, you should remove all your weeds, hull 'em or pull out. We just talked about deadheading. Deadhead them, prune back the plants or deadhead them. If you have like iris or grasses and that type of stuff, you can either decide to cut those back in the spring, or you can prune those in the fall. If they look bad now, you can start doing that. If you have problems with your perennial garden, mulch it with some wood products, wood chips, that type of stuff will help hold in the moisture and help hold the freezing of that ground. If you divide overgrown plants or your overgrown perennials, this is a good time to do that.
Okay.
People have been asking me about that. If you're going to do that, water those perennials, a couple soaks up and those roots are more pliable. If you're going to go dig out there when it's this hard in there, you're going to ruin your shovel and your back too. So water it first. It'll be good for the plants and also good for you.
All right. I'll post the Heather Nursery's fall checklist on our Facebook page when we get off the air here for anyone else that wants the other things there. Dwayne?
Or you can pick them up at Heather Nursery in Floral.
Yeah, do that. That's better yet.
Yeah, stop in. And we got pumpkins and all kinds of fall decoration stuff. So stop in at Heather Nursery in Floral in Madison, Dawson, and Montevideo. And, again, this is going to be our last program for the year.
Yep.
If anybody does need to get a hold of me, give me a jingle. I'll be glad to help them out. We're busy landscaping, and if you have questions, don't be afraid to call.
All right, Dwayne, I want to thank you for doing the garden show. I don't know what year this is, but it's been a long time.
Ago.
What's that?
I think it's close to 35 years.
Nice, 35 years. We'll make it 36 next year. I want to thank Randy, too, over in Montevideo for hosting the show or being a part of the show, too. So.
You bet. And I thank you guys, too. You and Maynard and Terry
yep.
Overlander. And
yep.
It's been fun. So if anybody has horticulture questions, be glad to answer them.
All right. Thanks, Dwayne. We'll see you next spring.
You bet. Well, we'll see you before that.
All right. Dwayne Astead with Heather Nursery and Floral.
Listening to Q92 KLQP Madison Dawson. It's time for news headlines and the weather here on